fun substance abuse joke at the haunted house while I'm the horror host. I come out and get the group, tell them the rules, and walk them through the thing and kind of mess one whole time. And I poked out, and I kind of had a minute, and I was like, this kid was wearing like a Hewlett Packard shirt. So I said, hey, man, you know computers? And he was like, yeah. I went to that school over there, and they told me to get Cisco certified. So I went down to the store, bought like 20 bottles.
are you serious? That actually happened?
And the kid was like, oh, and I was like, my TV don't work and my couch smells like pee and I still don't know how to work that thing.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Reg, Gweebum, featuring XV.
This is Radio Free Cybertron. I'm your host, Brian Kilby. It is October 27th, 2010. If you're listening to this any other day, hi from the past. This is like your time capsule of awesome. Yes. So with me...
You know a lot about the future.
Yes. Well, I'm from the future, and I know a lot about history.
I am from the future.
So with me, I have XV, Weebum, JD Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and Amy, a.k.a. Lady Wreck. Hey, guys. How's it going this week?
Galvatron shirt. My pants doing good.
Yeah. JD's wearing a Galvatron shirt, and Rob is bald.
Are they related?
Yes.
What's happening?
So, yeah, lots of stuff going on this week. Not really.
Halloween.
Yes.
Halloween.
Oh crap! It is Halloween. Why aren't we doing a Halloween themed show? I wanted to do that last year. It didn't happen.
I want to do a special one this weekend.
Yeah, why don't you layer in
Fanboy Versus?
Yeah, guys, do a Halloween show for me this weekend while I'm gone.
Be extra spooky.
We can do that. Is anybody dressing up?
No.
Yeah, Transformers no ongoing.
No.
I bought that today. It's so terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, JD.
So let's go ahead and jump into the news. This came out last week, but darn it, we missed it. I wanted to talk about it. Transformers Collectors Club exclusive G2 Ramjet is going to be the Megaway figure next year, the one that you have to pay for. So it's going to be like $50, but well worth it.
Meh.
Yes. No, that's worth
whatever
it.
Whatever it takes.
Is a relative term.
No, dude.
The meh is for $50.
Looking at the figure, I definitely know I'm not a G2 fan. I'm sorry.
Really?
That's fine. That's cool for y'all. You know, it's just not my thing.
Hater.
Not a hater. I just said it's okay. It's just not for me.
It's fantastic.
All right, Juan Williams.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just kidding. Oh. No, that's wrong.
Topical.
Timely. We're timely this week. Yeah.
Sorry.
So yeah,
backtrack.
And according to the notes here, they'll also be revealing Transtech Cheetor in November. So sweet.
I'm actually looking forward to that a little bit more. I want to see how well they're going to end up doing it. Because somebody made a really nice custom Transtech Cheetor out of that blur.
Yeah, that's right. It's a natural. It's a natural.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, that's totally what they were drawing from when they did blur.
Yeah, so looking also, we're getting a Classics Bumblebee redeco in Reveal of the Shield. Wow. Instead of Generations.
Whoopity-doo.
That's an odd place. Hey, I kind of like that toy.
I like that mold a lot. It's just we've gotten it.
I've gotten it. Several versions.
We got Bumblebee, and then we got Cliffjumper. What else did we get?
And then two Japanese bumblebees.
I don't count Hinkai. I don't since we don't get that here.
Look, unless you get sick of a bumblebee mold, it is not a bumblebee mold.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's keep fair enough.
Yeah,
not even a redeco. Wait a minute, that's the one that came in at 3-pack.
No, the black striped deco is slightly different.
Oh.
Yeah, it's definitely different, and the it's
slightly
the story
yeah, it's not
slightly.
Bad. I will be buying that.
Maybe
now if they do if they paint it red and include the Generations Cliffjumper head, I'll be buying three.
Oh,
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
I do like the mold. If I want it again.
Yes. So, Rob, tell us about Mindset.
Them bastards done up and pissed me off is what happened with Mindset. They done up. It's like, hey, remember Straxus? That was great. They're only dropping the ball there as we couldn't get the name Straxus because it belongs to Marvel. But hey, let's do another comic on a character with something of a following. Let's do a Mindset toy. Let's do a Mindset toy. Yeah, let's do a let's update me. Yeah, Mindset's great. Hey, you know what'd be great? What? Let's just totally screw around and make him an Autobot.
You're passionate about that.
Mindset is awesome. You know what Mindset pretty much is? Everyone knows that one military brat in high school that's like a total goth kid and really hardcore, and you just have in the background. That's Mindset Transformers, and they just up and gave him a different patch. You know, I think I'm going to need some help on this one, guys. I'm going to have to talk to someone. I'm angry.
I'm sorry. That sucks, Rob.
Dear Hasbro.
Oh,
you were wrong.
Oh, man. Send your letters to Rob.
This pisses you off like IDW killing Skyquake did for me.
Yeah, it's I'm usually pretty go with the punches kind of guy with these things. Like, okay, it's just not the same guy. No, this is Mindset. Okay, hang on, guys. He had a whole frame and a half comic worth.
Awesome.
I am. Dear Hasbro, I have probably owned stock in your company. I just asked for two things. One, my name on every package, and two, Mindset's a Decepticon. Sure, he's only in the comic for like a frame before he dies, but come to F on here, people.
Nice.
Dear Hasbro, stop being a doofus. K thanks, bot.
Make Energon Demolisher blue and call that Mindset and send it to me. Thanks. Bye. Whole reason I own that toy.
Okay, so we're getting a new third-party, unofficially licensed Optimus Prime that doesn't look like any Optimus Prime we've had before. Wait, or what is it? Does he? What? I read that he's supposed to be like Hero Prime or something, but I don't really necessarily see it.
Are you talking about this? The leader one? It's supposed to be off of the tank, isn't it? Or the
What was it?
The G.I. Joe crossover one, right?
Ah, okay. Yeah, it looks like crap. I don't want it. Sorry.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I think that's this one. Yeah, it's supposed to be patterned after the Rolling Thunder Optimus Prime.
That is a great name, though. I have to admit.
Rolling Thunder. Reminds me of that song.
Yes.
Oh. Which one?
I can only think of the Joe. Yeah. The G.I. Joe toy.
It's like a Rob Van Dam trick.
Yes. Yeah, pretty sweet. Okay, also we have Target Master Chainsaw. Are you serious?
Didn't you look at that?
Holy crap, it's a Target Master Chainsaw!
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is.
I thought you were just making Target that crap. I thought you were making that crap up, XV.
No, no.
How could I make something like that up?
Because it would be easy to make up. Because you knew that I would, you know, I would... Oh, that's awesome. But yeah, I want that. That's not bad. I would buy
that. Yeah, this is actually different from the typical third-party kind of stuff. Because the person who made this designed a 3D model and sent it to this company Shapeways, who does 3D printing off of CGI models.
Oh,
that's totally going to make sense in the lawsuit.
Yeah, they'll understand.
You know those things are like the 3D printers are what, $30K, something like that, $30,000. I think they are. So what we should do is we should all go in together and buy one and just use it to make like RFC keychains.
Nice. We can just commission
the most expensive keychain ever.
Yes,
keychain is $30.
We'll make Target Master RFC keychains.
Ooh, that would be even better. So yeah, actually, I think I am going to use our Cafe Press account to actually buy one of the RFC clocks, or maybe the Fanboy versus clock, so I can put it in the background here.
Would
yeah,
be great
to round to that. Don't worry about that.
That looks looks really good.
Other people would buy those things, and we just didn't.
Let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. Maybe I can swing that. So okay. Let's see what else we got here in the news this week. The new Primus. It doesn't really do where the G1 Unicron really is. Like, I think it's awesome. The G1 Primus just kind of sucks.
Right. Hey.
Well, that mold pales in comparison anyway, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It really does.
To be a genuine G1 Primus toy, it needs to either be a sleeping face embedded into a wall, or it needs to be Masterpiece Rodimus Prime.
Shot God in the face.
That would be awesome. That would be pretty awesome. Yeah, but it's kind of crap. I still want Unicron. I still have it on my Amazon Prime wish list if anyone wishes to purchase it for me.
And as goes this Primus, I will stick by what I put in the show notes. Where's my techno-organic version?
Yes. Well, I mean, you could do that. Just set it outside for a while. Like, put some cheese on it. Like, just clump cheese all over it and set it out for about 2 weeks, and you totally have a Beast Machines Primus.
If they do that, they better give me a Botanica.
Botanica kind of just grows all around anyway. So, I mean, you can pretend.
What are you saying?
Well, I mean, clover or something.
Are you? You got Botanica.
Yeah.
You know,
don't spread rumors,
Brian. I think of that fanfic from
that TFG one forever wrote.
Man, I don't want to know about any fanfic involving.
Yes. No. Yeah. Yeah. No, let's not. Okay. So,
hey, as an owner of 2010 Unicron, I can say he's well worth the purchase.
Oh, so you did get him? Indeed. Yeah, I'm jealous of you, John.
That's right.
So, is his like electronic gimmick changed at all?
No, I mean, he's still got, you know, just basically like flashing eyes, flashing hand, just still random and weird.
He doesn't like shoot lasers out of one eye.
So, like,
no, unfortunately, he doesn't.
Like, if you point him at your classic Megatron, he doesn't turn into a grid pattern
and morph into something else. No, yeah. They haven't gotten there yet as far as technology. You know what's weird is he looks kind of like a Gundam model as far as like his arms, because they took the black pen and did some line.
Oh, you know, cool.
Outlining. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's very model kit-ish.
You know, I remember around 2007 when the Bumblebee, the concept Bumblebee came out, and it was hard to come by. Someone like just took a Sharpie and drew the lines in, and it went up for like $400 on eBay. Does anyone else remember that?
Yeah. Wow. I believe it.
That was so stupid. Yeah, that was kind of crazy. If the person who bought that's listening, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean it. So, let's see here.
It was a compliment.
Yes, it's you have a lot of money to blow. Congratulations.
You're a free spender.
We got
but
more.
At the same point, you just said, "Hey, is this a major character?"
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's everywhere. and they just keep reusing that mold too, don't they?
So Transformers Prime is debuting in November, and what people are speculating that's going to happen Black Friday.
Well, I read somewhere that it was going to be November 28th. Oh. Although I could not find the original source to cite that from.
Wait, what?
Transformers what? Prime.
What day is the 28th?
I don't know. I don't know.
Of November.
That's a Sunday.
Is it?
Yes, yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Probably not Black Friday. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Black Friday is supposed to be. Hold on a second.
On the 26th.
Yeah. Yes. So yes, I guess 26th. After you're done shopping. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah, you can.
Supposed
I don't know.
To be on the 26th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh. So shopping.
And it's supposed to be, let's see, it's the Prime Premiere, Darkness Rising Line 2.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just putting it out there, pilot. I have no idea.
But
okay.
I want to say that it's confirmed, but I'm not quite sure. You might have to just go to the Hasbro website and check that out real quick.
Well, Hub World confirmed that it was coming out November.
Oh, okay.
And this other site, which claims they pull from 90 million different other websites, has listed Transformers Prime as airing on Black Friday.
Hmm.
Cool.
I don't know where they got that information.
Should I skip that line at Best Buy at 4 in the morning for PS1s for $50 for that? Oh.
So I will be participating in Black Friday deals because it's fun, and I almost beat the crap out of somebody last year who tried to skip line. It was awesome. Then I will be working all day, so I am desperately looking forward to that. Your audio is kind of turned to crap, Rob. So,
F and shit.
nice. So, okay. Dark of the Moon will be 3D, half real, half fake, because half the movie's fake anyway. Half the movie's fake anyway. So it's like,
that's true.
Yeah. So the stuff done in post is mostly going to be the 3D stuff because they can't film that in real time. Not
heaven
yet.
Heaven forbid if they should do that in real time, right?
Yeah.
They can just animate it. They animated Toy Story 3 in 3D. Why can't they make Optimus Prime in 3D?
So wait. But isn't that how they're doing it? Aren't they just like making the models and making it directly 3D from that, or are they rendering it in 2D then 3D-ing it?
Whatever.
That just made my head explode, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have to be 3D models, right?
I would figure that it would be rendered to 2D, and then they'll add 3D effects after the fact.
So they'll post it. Yeah, that's probably what they meant. That's probably what it means.
Yeah, so that's
how roundabout is that?
It has to suck on some level, so it might as well be the 3D and the writing, right?
OXP.
Well, for the live action portions, it's real 3D, so.
Yeah.
Maybe the writing sounds better in 3D.
That's possible.
Maybe when they, when you read the lines, it sounds better in 3D. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it worked for Avatar, right? I mean, Avatar
was at you.
So, okay, in the chat, not in the chat window, in the show notes, it says, is this a Transformers Dark of the Moon teaser poster? And it lists a bit.ly. URL. I am really afraid to click on this.
No, I don't know who pulled that. You guys are really fast about that.
Is it Goatsy? Is that what?
No, it goes to T-Mobile.
No, it's off
actually,
the Twitter.
It looks a little bit like Goatsy.
Oh no! Yeah. No, that does. Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, that's
it's
that,
real. It's real. It's,
that is real.
Now that you talk about it, now that you mention it, yeah, I do see.
And that you know, I would see Shockwave looking that way in the Bayverse.
I don't know who grabbed that. That link, that bit.ly link, though.
Yeah.
I did. I just grabbed it straight off the Twitter feed. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Look, I thought it was Goatsy for a second.
You're clear.
Like, never mind.
Goatsy, is that you?
Yes. I am very well versed in Goatsy, so.
Oh, wow.
That one picture.
Yeah, so.
I think I'm going to be scared if you're really well boasted. Say anything, dang it! Never mind.
So, okay.
Oh, no, we understand why you're afraid.
So, someone has dubbed Amy's segment Amy's World. So, why don't you tell us?
No, don't call it Amy's World.
Oh, it's such a good name.
Their name then.
So, why don't you tell us about what's going on in the world of comics this week?
Okay, it's the comics corner. Okay. What? Go ahead.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, the biggest thing that we got for news this week for the comics is we got solicitations for January. So I'm going to summarize it real quick because you can go find out in the information. It's out on the net. Just got to go search for it, whatever. Anyhow, Transformers Infestation, the zombies meet the robots.
When are we getting penetration?
Well, according to that
awesome. Okay. Infestation. First issue will come out that month. We're going to be getting the Transformers 3 movieverse is going to kick off with Rising Storm and Foundation. Sector 7 will wrap up that month. We're going to get, by that time, we shall be getting Ongoing 15. Transformers Prime, the trade paperback that precludes the actual animated show that we're going to be seeing in the next month. They just came out with I want to say a trade paperback, but it looks more like a digest because, basically it looks like this because I just got it in the mail this week. It looks like they took a regular trade paperback sized comic, threw it in their dryer, turned it on high heat and shrunk it. Because it's only about the size of a CD case, you know. So
it's
kind of like this.
That's crazy, crazy talk.
A CD case? Seriously?
It looks like it's about that size. I mean, you know, just a little bit different, but you know, it's big enough to fit in your hand if you have a really good sized hand and eyes happen to. So anyhow, in January, deciding, the digest has already come out because that's about the size it is, but they are going to have the individual issues come out after the fact. So if you want to have a bigger version, you can wait it out and buy them in January.
Here's my bigger version.
Yeah.
We'll also be getting the trade paperback of Drift that month. And
yay us.
Yay.
Man, finally.
Look at all that content.
Finally.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The IDW collection volume collections that they've been doing, they're going to have volume 3 out that month. And that's everything for January. Out this week is Sector 7, issue 2. And like I said, the Transformers Prime Trade paperback digest version, which I just got in the mail, and I just got my IDW collection volume 2, and that's awesome.
So I do have to say, I'm going on a trip this weekend. I'm taking a direct flight to Portland, Oregon, which is 3,000 miles away. And on the trip, I will be taking my last End of the Wreckers trade for rereading purposes.
Cool.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, if anybody missed out while we're on comics, Fanboy versus this past week, Amy was on.
I was.
And we talked about Drift. I think my wife referred to it as a merciless discussion of Drift. So
wow,
yeah,
wow. That's putting it lightly.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yeah. Oh no,
I thought it was a pretty good discussion.
It was a great discussion. We were just kind of rough.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to like 30 minutes of in depth comic Transformers comic discussion. Listen to Fanboy Versus, tfradio.net/fanboy-versus. It's pretty good. It's got Chris McFeely.
Yeah.
I'll have to listen to it intentionally.
Yes.
Chris McFeely makes everything better.
He does.
It was one against all of you because you all hated it.
Yeah, well.
Even broccoli.
Yes.
Yeah. I like broccoli.
Let's see here. Okay, let's. Hey, JD, why don't you tell us what's going on this week in history?
This week in history. All right. Well, there it was, October the 27th, 1984. Premiere of SOS Dinobots.
That is so awesome.
This is the premiere of the Dinobots. I don't know. I'm torn because I love the Dinobots, but I think this episode typifies why some things in G1 are kind of questionable. Because they make enormous, powerful Transformers, and they intentionally make them stupid.
I don't think they intentionally made them stupid.
Wheeljack just didn't have the technology to make them smart, not on Earth.
That's retcon. Come on. They had the whole discussion about the smaller brains and stuff.
No, okay. Look what he did with Autobot Spike.
Well,
he's retarded.
Yeah. Well.
So I mean, it's not like they had a lot of technology to like make smart things on Earth. I mean, do we have any Transformers in cartoon continuity that were built on Earth that had a brain?
That had a well, it wasn't until the Key to Vector Sigma that they established that personalities were disseminated by Vector Sigma. So it wasn't really till the end of season 1 that was even established.
That was closer to the end of season 2, dude.
Season 2.
Season 2 is when they started injecting plot into the series.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's early enough that they didn't really have any kind of background for what was going on. And I don't know. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not a good idea to make something really, really big and really, really dumb.
Works for me.
Because, at the end of the episode, they had to shut them down. Then they had to make two more dumb Dinobots to help rein in the three dumb Dinobots. So,
I can get behind your argument on that one, because since they already made the first three and they turned out to be complete morons, they had a reasonable idea that, these next ones are going to be dumb, but we're going to build them anyway.
Right. Exactly.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So, in other words,
and then all five of them had to live in the broom closet together when they weren't being used.
Which is what? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They were submissive.
Randomly come out, and Optimus would be like, kill that thing!
All right, Autobots. It's really important we make some friends here. Make them stupid. I don't want them taking over. And, you know, just put them in a closet. Shove them in that cave.
See, maybe the fact that they kept them in storage when they weren't having to go out and beat something over the head proves that they weren't really alive at that point anyway.
Maybe.
They weren't alive?
You know, maybe, just maybe, with the whole shoving our friends in the cave thing till we need them, and the whole, hey, Skyfire's our friend, we'll dig him out of his grave when we need him next time. Russia might have been right. Autobots are kind of jerks. It's like,
they are.
It's like, we just made these brand new guys to help us. And I made them stupid. Why? And I feel like real dinosaurs didn't turn to a robot idiot.
Yeah, if the Transformers were people, there would be like a literal ethical dilemma over what Wheeljack did with the Dinobots. But because they're big robots, nobody cares.
Right. But also, this on October the 24th, 1998... saw the premiere of the Beast Wars episode Optimal Situation.
Yes. I know it's not the best episode ever, but it was a seminal episode for me.
No, yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
it's a good one.
It's not bad.
A good one.
The difference that 14 years makes as far as television fiction.
Yes.
It's like, am I playing PlayStation 1 or am I watching TV?
Yeah.
Oh, it's way better than PlayStation 1, dude. Way better than PlayStation 1.
Oh, yeah, by season 3, definitely.
Amen. First season was ahead
by,
of time.
By season one, it was better than PS1.
Yeah, no, Mainframe was really out in front of everybody else with
better than
PS.
Better than PS2, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was incredible. But yeah, it's a good episode. So,
okay, let's go ahead and let's talk about our contest for November and December. Since we've been focusing on Transformers comics. I wanted to sort of focus on what Transformers comics really means to me. So, lots and lots of stuff. Trade paperbacks, like the Earth Force trade and another Earth Force trade.
Those are good ones.
Yes.
Can I win those?
I might give you one for Christmas. Perchance to Dream.
Another good collection. Yes.
God, lots of stuff.
Those black and white ones are great.
Yeah, the black and white stuff is great. We have... Budionsky stuff, so, you know.
Oh,
more Budionsky stuff.
Booty.
Treason, which is, again, Budionsky, but King Grimlock.
Mm-hmm.
Matrix Quest. People,
word.
People have
yes.
Furman. Let's see here. All Fall Down, more Furman.
Yep.
Treason again. I got a couple copies of this and another copy of Showdown. Plus, we have some Titan trades to give away, so... quite a few things. We'll actually have a rundown of all the possible prizes, but it's mostly comic-related stuff. But the Titan magazines, we have quite a few of those to give out as well. And, so, you know, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
No, go for it.
I was going to say, it's simple. We just kind of need to know that you're out there. So if you're already a fan of Facebook, you're in. If you're on Twitter, you're in. We'll probably even do YouTube. So if you're already on those, and most of you are, you're eligible. If you want to join, go ahead. But it's not just a drive to help get, you know, more fans on Facebook. We're wanting to, you know, thank everyone who is out there. So we have quite a few things to give away. So quite a few of you will win stuff, and we'll be giving that stuff away. Looking at the calendar, the last show of the year, 2010, which will be December 29th, 2010, we will announce the winners. So you have 2 months, people. 2 whole months. So Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Noise bringing.
Bring the noise, people. It's facebook.com/TFRadio or twitter.com/TFRadio or youtube.com/user/TFRadioNetwork, or you can go to tfvideo.com. So, pretty cool stuff.
Lots of places to look.
Yeah, and I'll probably have some more stuff in here, too.
Yeah.
Maybe we should, like, on our website have, like, a contest section.
I am adding that this week.
Woo-hoo!
That would probably simplify things if we can just say, go to our contest
page. Oh, and Jack gave me this earlier this year to give away, and I haven't yet. Some E&I t-shirts.
Ooh. Nice.
Ooh, yes.
Yay.
You have to be, like, a medium, and I don't know how many nerds there are, so...
Still, well, there
yeah. Sorry, Rob. No shirts. But, yeah, just we have lots of stuff to give away. So just to thank you, the listeners, for being out there. It's kind of like a Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus sort of deal. So
why don't you just make something up for, like, you know, TF Radio? Say it's TF Radio Holidays.
Make up our own holiday, our own religious holiday.
I could. I actually thought about making up my own religion several years ago. It was mostly just to get girls. I was that close.
Like that.
Well, you know, I was going to be like the
Sense of Optimus Prime.
Well, I was
have a cult.
Yeah, it was going to be a cult. I was going to be the leader of the cult, and I was going to sort of preach this, you know, like poppy psychological crap that everyone. It's like, be good to people. Being good to people is good. It warms your chi. So
be excellent to one another.
Be excellent to each other. Yes,
it warms your chi.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Your mom warms my chi.
It'll warm something. I don't think it's going to warm your chi.
It'll warm your ka.
It can warm your chi.
XV's mom warms
it couldn't,
ka.
Well, like, it couldn't not warm your chi?
My chi's being warm right now just by talking to you guys.
Naturally, my chi is warm anyway. It's kind of like a psychological fat. I mean, a scientific
find,
fat.
Find me
a psychological fat.
Well, once again, XV's mom.
Soon as
I got a lot of psychological fat.
So yeah, so just go ahead if you're already fans, facebook.com/TF Radio, twitter.com/TF Radio, or youtube.com/user/TF Radio Network. Do it, join, it's easy. Let's see here. If you don't want to win, it's okay. You know, we got plenty of fans. You're still a winner. You're a winner by listening to us.
You're a winner by proxy.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to probably start shutting up. I'm about to lose my voice, so. JD may have to host.
You can't shut up. It's that Rockstar Recovery that's killing
me. It's not Rockstar Recovery. It's Cutting Edge. Cutting Edge energy drink. It's 32 fluid ounces, 946 milliliters. It's awesome.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wasn't the Cutting Edge that movie where the guy, like, ice skating and the girl's, like, all mean? He's like, I'm going to show you how to act properly, woman.
That's the name of the movie. I've been wanting to know that movie. I've been wanting to watch it on Netflix recently.
Pretty awesome.
To watch Cutting
The one where he throws the girl by the ice skates, yes.
She lands on her butt. He's like, what was the commercial? He's a rebellious ice skater, because there's such a thing as a rebellious ice skater.
Well,
rhymes with the word witch. Together, they will ice skate well. And they're like, everybody, now we're ice skating now, because we're in love.
Yeah, that was the catch. He was a hockey player. He had been.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He got like hurt or something.
Yeah, and literally, there's like five of those movies.
Hurt, like a requirement to be a player.
No, they're at like Cutting Edge 5 on ABC Family now.
Oh, nice. Made for TV.
Explain the logic here. He's too hurt to play hockey, but yet he can dance around and jump on ice skates.
That was the whole point, though. He did it so. The point was he needed to use his massive might to swing her around.
Wait. So this isn't like a slasher flick.
No, it's not.
I was listening to everything. I was listening to everything you guys were saying in context of this being a slasher film.
It would make the best slasher ever. It's like, who's killing everyone? He's an ex-hockey player.
Yes. Went
figure skating. She's a rich girl that rhymes with witch. Together, they're the Cutting Edge.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think your time would be better spent watching the Beast Wars episode, The Cutting
Edge.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Or try to bring it back.
Like, which?
So let's go ahead and jump to the TF Wiki Spotlight this week. If you're watching live, you have to go back and listen, because this week's Spotlight is
really, really good.
This should be a doozy.
Yeah, it's
our favorite topic.
It's
let's just say that we recorded it, and the whole time the rest of us have our mics on mute,
yes.
And we are busting up.
It's Pat Lee.
Yes.
Pat Lee is the TF Wiki Spotlight this week, brought to you by Chris McFeely. And we will be right back after Chris entertains us with his rendition of the wiki article.
Cool.
Pat Lee.
I totally want to listen to this one.
Superstar.
It's time once again for the TF Wiki Spotlight. And for that, of course, we turn to the one and only Chris McFeely. Chris, what you got?
Well, it's an article I wasn't sure I wanted to draw some attention to, first of all, because of the subject of it. But then I thought, this is an article more people need to read. The article for this week, the Wiki Spotlight for this week, is Mr. Pat Lee. He of Dreamwave. And the reason I draw attention to it is mainly, this article is mainly the work of Nevermore. And Pat Lee is a douchebag. We all know that, don't we? I think we do. But if you've ever wanted an itemized list of every reason Pat Lee is the biggest douchebag, read the Transformers Wiki article on Pat Lee. I mean, it chronicles all of the work he's done, and it chronicles his history with Dreamwave. But there's also a substantial section chronicling how he didn't pay everybody and how he put his name to art he didn't draw. And many, many other things. And Transformers fans all know Pat Lee is a douchebag. But I don't know if everybody knows just quite the extent of his douchebaggery. And I'd like to think that people other than Transformers fans could read this article and really learn what a bad, bad person Pat Lee is. And with he's got a new comic series out right now called Widow Warriors, which one can only assume is being published because the people who are publishing it don't realize what a douchebag Pat Lee is. So, yeah, if nothing else, it'll probably make you feel a little better about yourself because you're not as bad as Pat Lee. So, yeah, for this week's Wiki Spotlight, go read about Pat Lee and fear for the future of humanity.
Oh, that is so awesome.
That's great.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
The site that brought you the best in reviews and photography for the last 5 years now brings you video. FigureReviews.com now features our bite-sized podcast and video reviews, starting with our special 200th review, plus our normal high-quality text and photo coverage. Toy reviews, photography, and now video. FigureReviews.com.
Radio Free Cybertron, the only sonic cure for the gout. Superhero time, Power Rangers, Masked Rider, Super Sentai, and lots of burning justice. Check out Superhero Time at tfradio.net. Superhero time, here we go. We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Okay, we are back. You know, I realized today on my commute that most of our topics are toy-related. We seem to be a toy-focused podcast, so I want to focus this week more on the animated side of things, and specifically Generation 1, specifically G1, because there's just so much to point to. What are our favorite, and it doesn't have to be because they're so great, what are our favorite G1 episodes?
City on the Edge of Forever.
You know, that bot is pretty awesome.
Not a Star...
Transformers. Oh,
not a TOS, a G1.
Oh, sorry. man.
But I do love me some City on the Edge of Forever. It's fantastic.
Are we only going to focus on G1 or are we going to allow anything?
Only G1.
Only G1.
Only the real Transformers, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only G1, which means no movie or season 3.
Oh, XV, right. You suck.
Everybody knows that's G2.
You suck. Yeah,
certain parts of season 2, apparently.
Yes.
Oops.
Totally Dweller
There's
in
There's so
depths.
Many. I just can't decide.
Don't all talk at once.
No Fighter Fleet. Is anyone going to
be thinking? So well, I was already. You know?
To be fair, there's like a billion episodes. So.
There are a lot of episodes.
There's 96 episodes. Someone mentioned one.
98.
Oh, 98.
That's a freaking More than meets
the eye. 98, that's right. XV is right. More than meets the eye. Why? That's such a cop out.
I know. That's why I threw it out.
Is it because of Acid Storm and Sunstorm? That's their like big appearance.
Yeah. No, Acid Storm is They're from Divide and
Conquer.
I divided your mom and conquered.
Oh snap! No, he didn't.
Wow. Not
superhero time. 1 week, I think we'd have fun.
Yeah, I had fun with your mom.
Oh,
oh snap! Hey.
Don't stop.
I swear, I like Face of the Ninja. How do you say
Ninjika? I say Ninjika.
Yeah, I can never say it right. I swear that's one of my favorites. For some reason, it's
why? Because good. Why is the Perceptor or something?
I've always liked Perceptor. He's got kind of an odd role in it. It's just kind of a neat episode to me.
Now, okay, it's been 12 or so odd years since I watched that episode. Is that the am I misremembering him in a kimono or something?
That's the one where he's the robot guy show.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Great. Yep. I was hoping that was a fever dream that I was just sort of pushing into my conscience. Yeah. But
that is going to be a fever dream tonight.
And you know what? For that same reason, Nightmare Planet, where Springer fights the dragon or whatever, and it's like, Daniel's having a nightmare. Great. This damn kid. Why do we keep him around?
That Carnage in C Minor was pretty nice.
I love Carnage in C Minor.
Carnage in C Minor is great. Actually, that's a good one.
And that's
You know what the trendy one was when we were, I guess, younger fans was
Call of the Primitives. It was either Call of the Primitives or a Wordon. That was the one that everyone always pointed to. Call of the Primitives.
Because Call of the Primitives was like amazing anime.
Oh, God. Call of the Primitives is – I love Season 3. I am a Season 3 fan.
Word.
But Call of the Primitives is one of my least favorite Season 3 episodes.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Most of the G1 episodes I would call my favorites are for like ironic reasons. You know, because you can always point to G1 and say, look how terrible that is.
Yeah.
There's not so many that you can point at and say, hey, that wasn't a bad idea.
I sat down and watched all of one episode on the Hub, and I couldn't watch anymore. See, there's nothing except a role for it in season one that I really like.
I kind of like Ultimate Doom. I don't know.
Ultimate Doom's fun.
It was Heavy Metal War season one.
End of season one.
Yeah, so Heavy Metal War and Roll Forward are like my two favorite season one episodes.
Quite a bit.
Wardon's the last episode of season two. Bot was the last episode of season two?
Yeah, Bot's the last episode.
Wardon
came like right between the Revenge
Cosmic
of Rust. Bot.
XB, you weren't even like alive when G1 came out. Why do you
see, there was a whole lot of kidding me.
No, now look, I am a full 6 months older than G1 and thank you.
Okay.
I'm looking this up on the
TF Wiki, right?
Actually, no.
This computer
no,
thing.
No, you're looking it up on the TF Wiki.
If it's not the wiki, it's not right.
Yeah.
So I guess Amy
is
like
you're trying to get at.
Okay. Amy's just trying to show off that she has a new computer, and
that's true.
Yay!
I will admit, except for season three, I haven't watched G1 since like it was on the Sci-Fi Channel.
No, I watched it early at work.
One episode I can say I legitimately like is Webworld.
Webworld is fantastic. I love Webworld.
Not bad.
Because that just really illustrates like the wife beater relationship that Cyclonus and Galvatron.
It also really illustrates just how nuts Galvatron is, that he can destroy a planet with his mind.
Yes. Well, it was 5 Faces of Darkness when he destroyed a planet with his frickin' fusion cannon.
Anybody can destroy a planet with a fusion cannon. That's a particle cannon, anyway.
Well,
but
it takes real
insane talent to destroy a planet by thinking at it.
Yes, that is true.
You know, I'm going to catch flack for this, but I always liked Autobop.
I like Autobop.
It's okay.
Anytime Carlos and Trax have an adventure,
it's one of those stupid episodes you can point at.
Mm-hmm. The whole time you're like, they're at the disco, and no one stops and says, dude, what the hell's going on? Really?
Black Convoy just said, mentioned Sea Change. I love Sea Change.
I was about to throw that out there. I was surprised you hadn't mentioned it. But Sea Spray off a try on, too.
Sea Spray is one of my three favorite characters in G1.
Sea Spray not only got starring role, but Sea Spray went where not too many others went before.
Yeah.
He got a woman.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Power Glide, which Power Glide sort of shunned her off. Rodimus.
Was all like, no.
Rodimus. Rodimus got laid in the show.
Got laid.
And tell me why Optimus is the best leader of the Autobots. He can only die.
Yeah.
Rodimus turns into human and is like, well, I'm here.
Yeah.
RC, no thinks she is wearing coveralls, for God's sake. Just go out here. Hey, guys, I turned into a flaming Winnebago. I got this down, okay? There's action on
yes.
my wagon.
So we already mentioned Bot. That mm-hmm. Bot,
Bot was terrible.
I remember the only time I saw Bot when it actually originally aired. I was at the doctor's office, waiting on the doctor. So I was already in a place I didn't want to be. Mm. So that didn't make it any better.
You know, we were talking about Call of the Primitives earlier.
I have something before we move on. I have to say something about Bot, because I remember being an 8-year-old and I had so much rage after that show.
Awesome.
What did you think?
I'm not kidding. I was ranting and raving.
Were you being controlled by like Swindle or something?
No. I just remember being, what the heck was that? Afterwards going, what was that? As the last episode, I thought, oh, okay, somebody was just flushing their brain down the toilet when they wrote that.
Well, I like that Swindle sold his teammates for scrap.
Yeah.
I mean, that pretty much makes Swindle's character right there.
Yes, yeah.
But that's the only good part of the episode.
So, Rob, you're saying Call of the Primitives?
We were just talking about that, and sure, that used to be the fallback best episode ever because it had amazing art and animation.
It doesn't make it, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's I was there too, and that yeah, man, that looks amazing because we all remember those the GIFs of Abominus changing and crap like that on sites. Like, man, look at that! And then I didn't see it till I got the DVD sets, and I was like, I think these guys are right about these Rhino DVDs. Something's not right. This was awesome. This used to be good. What? Who's this monkey? I stand by Dweller in the Depths is one of my favorites.
That's great. What about Fight or Flee?
That's not bad. Well,
it's not bad.
not bad for G1 standards.
Well, yeah. I mean, Fight or Flee had like my favorite scene ever. Everyone knows what that is.
The
I don't.
Regale us.
Cool. Oh, I'm texting.
It's like it's the most beautiful sight I've ever seen.
Oh, yes.
All right, hand me the bomb.
Definitely.
See, my problem is I wasn't which episode Fighter Flea was, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, that has to be, like, completely intentional, right?
I don't know.
You know,
I don't really know.
Ultra Magnus is a terrible character because of the whole, I can't deal with that now. And I'm like.
That is such a stupid cop-out of a complaint.
It's like, okay, I can't deal with that now. You know what? F this. We're going to blow them sons up.
Okay. People who complain about Ultra Magnus saying that have never frickin' been a manager. If you've been a manager, you know there's sometimes you just can't deal with something.
You're just like leave me alone. I am just leave me alone. Yeah. Not my concern. Go away.
Up and Hot Rod crashed into a weird looking planet. But we're also about to get shot and die.
Yes.
By, you know, kind of more important things going on at the moment.
It's like, Hot Rod, they're dead. Okay, you know what? I don't want us to be dead.
Yes.
I prefer us not be dead.
We just watched all of our friends die. What's three more? Let's keep going, guys. Go,
yes,
go,
yes,
go,
yes.
Go. Yes. You see the Scalmatron guy? He's hardcore. Let's go.
It's like, look, at least 10 Autobots just got shot up and blown up in another ship, and you're worried about three measly little guys. We're going.
So, I mean, there are some episodes that we love just because they're so bad. Most of them are in season 2.
Yeah.
Like Crimzeek?
Well, Crimzeek, yeah. You know, there's not enough camp in that for me to really love it for how stupid it is. For me, it's like Child's Play or City of Steel.
Yeah.
City of Steel. That was funny.
Yeah. I mean, all of those ACOM episodes are just kind of. It's not just the terrible animation, and the stories are bad too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think my favorite thing, though, in City of Steel is the fact that it's the only use of the Alligator Con.
Yeah.
Yes.
The best part about City of Steel for me is okay, they take Optimus's arm and make it a cannon holding its gun. It's like, what? Couldn't you take the gun off and use that? And wait, don't you guys have bigger guns to use for this guy's rifle? And even as a kid, I was like, and usually as a kid, I was rolling with the punches. I was like, that's pretty stupid. I mean, it's just like a gun up there, and it doesn't even have an eye to aim with. It's just the arms like shooting at you.
But
like,
it's Optimus, so he doesn't need to aim.
How's he got that down pat? I mean,
he's Roboto John Wayne. John Wayne didn't have to aim either.
They could have just put the arm on a building somewhere to walk out and smack somebody as they walk by, like in Jackass. And the gun used on Megatron's car or something.
Megatron's car. far.
Like, what did you do with Optimus? Well, we put his arm up there holding his gun, and then we made an alligator. We are good at this villain thing.
So, yeah, I guess it's just another episode that season three that everyone points to, but probably if it's not Webworld, my all-time favorite G1 episode is the Ultimate Weapon.
Ultimate Weapon's fun.
I love the Ultimate Weapon. It's, you know, as a kid, it seemed like it was this deep, introspective thing. Now it's just, like, completely superficial, but I still love it because it's season three. It involves some of my favorite characters and everything.
Mm. You know, help me, Killing Jar. I always really liked the Killing Jar. And I don't know why, because it's not really that great, but for some reason it's got me every time. It's like, oh, they went through the black hole.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Whoa, God, they're yellow now. Holy shit.
Well, again, it's a season three episode that it's easy to point to. I remember watching that on DVD, the Rhino DVD, when I got it, and not having seen it in years, it just sort of screwed with me.
It's a good one. You know, I remember as a kid with a Child's Play, you know when the kid drops the popsicle or whatever stick in a trash can on the Autobots? Mm-hmm. For some reason, that really stuck with me, and I used to, of course, I'm not going to surprise you guys. I was a daydreamer in class. So I was sitting there thinking about it next day, like, what was that candy made of? Like, how'd they clean that off? Why are they still in? Oh, the gambler. It's like, way to follow that episode with an episode not even related and then the gambler. Why are they in space? Oh, they're in the toy. Dad, explain some to me. This kid dropped popsicle on them and they're flying in a toy rocket and now they're at home but now they're in space and yeah, he's a good guy, but he's gambling them away and he's cheating at gambling and I don't know, it's definitely
and I think he smokes.
And and Defcon's got a partner that's a lizard guy and Dad, come but what's going on? Or Dad, go outside and play, boy. Mm.
So what other episodes are just so bad that they're great?
Well, the Rebirth is kind of bad.
Dude.
Rebirth is fun.
Rebirth
dude.
Is freaking awesome.
No, I watched it recently.
I have watched
it. I watch it pretty recently often, too.
I bought the DVD just of that, and I watched that at least once or twice a year. I love Rebirth.
I would watch Headmaster straight through nonstop before I would watch Rebirth.
Rebirth is like more hardcore than the movie because it's like, okay, look, they just shot and blew up someone. Yeah, well, a 40-foot dragon just bit down on an 8-year-old. And then like punches and like Scourge is really hard. He's like, I didn't ask you, fool. And he's like, it's like. Ass Whoop City. It's the ECW episode of G1.
They have this big pile of corpses too. It's like, we'll use them for fuel.
The logic is amazing too, because you're like, okay, the Headmaster Target Master gimmick is kind of far fetched. Meant you put it in fiction anyway. It's like, hey, now there's another guy in me. Better now, guys. And
that's
then
what your mom said.
I do like the comic. Excellent. I do like the comic better on how they remove their heads instead of the G1.
Here you go. Ow!
It's like, oh, here's my head. I love the cover. It's what Fortress Maximus ripping his head off. It's like issue 55 or something.
Or the logic of, well, we need our guns back. Well, don't worry, guys. We'll become your guns.
Just give me
your gun. I'm trying to save the planet here. Just give me my gun. I'm tired of you people. My leader now is like all conflicted because he's got your leader in his head and he's all like, oh, I love my princess. Me, 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 me. Just give me my gun. I'm hot rod, for God's sake.
Optimus Prime does come off as like a total wuss, though, in Rebirth.
Yeah.
That's the only thing
he was
that I.
Dead, and then he came back.
Well, he was alive at that point. The only thing I don't like about Rebirth is that Optimus Prime is the leader. Had it been Rodimus, had they not like passed things off to Optimus, it would have been better.
Yeah. Rodimus would have dealt with the damn Decepticon invasion. Like, what do? We fight back.
Yes.
You remember like a year ago the whole Unicron thing? What did I tell you guys to do? Shoot back. What would Optimus' decision? You guys stand here. I'm going to go fight them all by myself. He's dead. I stand by Rodimus is the better leader. All Optimus knows how to do is die. Find a continuity. What does he do? Die.
Die.
What does Rodimus do? I got Unicron.
I'll die for what? You.
Unicron's in me, and you know what? I just farted. It's time to kick some Decepticon ass. So, Prime, John, no statue. I don't care what you say.
He gets the ladies, you know.
Not to mention Rodimus was moral point. You watch an episode of first two seasons. How many times? This is why I was worried about Peter Cullen coming back for the movie, because he would randomly go, "The Decepticons?" And it'd be like, even as a kid, I was like, duh. And then Rodimus is like, "I think it's the Decepticons, guy." How do you know? It's always the
Decepticons. It's always the Decepticons.
It's always the Decepticons.
Decepticon. And Optimus is like, "Do you think it's Decepticons? You're the best leader ever. We can't ever have anyone other than
Yeah, the best Optimus Prime episode, he was dead from like three quarters of it.
Give me the Matrix. Are you sure? You know, here you go, dude. You sure you should? It's Optimus Prime. After he's like, hold up.
Yeah.
Optimus just hit me. Optimus is being pretty cool now. I don't think this is our leader at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Optimus even like destroyed the Matrix of leadership. I mean, he basically emptied it of all of its information and then just shoved it into Vector Sigma and, you know, yeah.
Yeah. You know what, guys? Let's cure the hate plague.
After he came back from being dead.
Let's cure the hate plague by why? Educating them. You know, I don't know about you guys, but if you watch the news, you educate angry people. They don't stop being angry. They get pissed off.
Realize there's no point to life or anything.
We have worldwide incidents because of angry people learned about stuff and got angry. And
oh, God.
Don't worry, I got this crap, guys. You got the touch. Boo, 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 boo. Here's this thing every time I have a problem, dude. What should we have done, Optimus? Kill them. Do we really need Wreck-Gar around? Nah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see if I can put Stan on retainer, so the next time something goes really bad, I can just sort of get him to hop out and start singing.
Yeah. Probably get a good deal on that.
Stan's really cool. He'd probably do it for us for free. He's never charged us for anything yet.
Assume.
Yeah.
Eventually, he's like, "Hey, guys, I went to Arby's the other day. I really wanted the extra order of curly fries, but you know what? The touch is going to cost you like a dime every time you say it." No.
Okay.
Tired of this crap.
Okay, so I think we've about exhausted this. Rob, tell us about Twitter Theater for this week.
Yeah.
Twitter Theater was not as awesome as it usually is.
I was confused by it, honestly.
Instead of posting some slightly offensive piece of Indian cinema or whatever, I opted out of putting J-pop dance videos for what's called a funny video over in some far-off land, where it was an episode of G1 where the Autobots and Decepticons are fighting, and it's all comical. They're like shooting bows and arrows at each other. At one point, Starscream gets shot in the nuts.
He gets shot like in the sternum, doesn't he?
Oh, I thought it was the nuts.
No. The imagery supports the groin shot theory.
But he dies at the end of it.
He's crying. He's like, "Oh, what will they write about me now?"
He's crying. His flag goes down to half mast. Obviously, you're observing a great loss.
It's essentially 7 minutes of sight gags with G1. And there's like a great scene where the Decepticons are flying into battle. And, you know, the jets go by. And Laserbeak goes by. Yeah, Shockwave goes by on a little helicopter bike. And then, like, when the jets go by flapping its wings. You know, there's a point where Optimus comes, like, all hardcore because I'm a badass Optimus scene in the thing. And he spins around and his trailer door empties and Autobot after Autobot after Autobot. Like, the entire farm he comes pulling out. It's just, what was it, six shot? He's tired of fighting, so he proposes peace by writing fake notes to
Like six shots?
Yeah, there's six shots, and they write fake letters to Optimus and Megatron about, you know, peace, and they end off to war, and they show, like, doves flying in the background, someone shoots them.
Yes.
I was confused measured by the multiples of six shot, though.
Mm. Well, that's more like Japanese.
It's probably some joke we're not aware
that
of.
That sounds yeah. six times as confusing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a
six different ways to suck.
I did like the part where Blaster ejects his cassette, and it transforms for like half an hour, and it lands as a trombone. And then they had a blooper wheel where it lands as a toilet plunger, or one part he just misses it. And the blooper wheel is actually pretty good for about that. They had like kickback or shooting a bow and arrow or something. He ended up flinging himself over the Autobots, and they showed the explosions, and they're using him, land on the side. And then the blooper reel or whatever, they had him, like the mountainside fell over and it was paper, and there's Wheeljack going, home. Huh? Next week, we're getting dancing cheapies, guys. Brian just cried a tear of solitary.
Yeah.
Of Starscream shot in the nuts with an arrow.
Brian wept a single Ouch. Tear, and because of the energy drink, it was made almost entirely of caffeine.
Probably
caffeine and sugar.
Like,
Brian is now
when you
crying,
come down from that, you're going to crash hard.
Yeah, nah. You might not need that NyQuil after all.
Yeah, it'll be like, oh man, I feel like crap. Boom.
I always feel like crap, so I don't have
oh,
to need
no.
it.
No. No.
Yeah, you haven't known
That's
him
sad.
Enough.
It's sad.
This is the reason why he puts this stuff into his body, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
try yeah. paleo.
It's slow
paleo
suicide.
Diet.
Yeah, he puts things into his body to try to fill that big hole.
Yes.
Would Hot Rod's gun be a part of that?
Okay, so I guess that's it for this week, isn't it?
So for our indie music, you need to play like that Hulk theme when he's walking down the side of the road.
Yeah,
the old Hulk TV show ending theme.
I think I used that for the new the Fanboy Versus outro at one point.
We should have like a lot of explosions and heavy metal for our intros. Like, it's time for our siege. Then like Slayer comes in, he's like, Jesus.
Okay, cool. So I guess that's
this
one, this time. So we will be back next week on the show. We'll have stuff and more stuff, and Brian will not have any more caffeine because now Brian's emotions are running like about that deep.
We still love you, Brian.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Have a good one, Brian Kilby. For XV, John Aluna, Rob Springer, Bweebum, Amy, and I already said JD, didn't I?
Some other
potato chip come from.
Whatever that other guy is.
And okay. Brian's emotions running high off.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for 11 years of awesome. And don't forget to fan us on Facebook, facebook.com/TF Radio. See you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.